Welcome to the worship from Daleville Christian Church this Sunday before Christmas. I would pray that in the midst of the world's turmoil that you find moments, maybe hours, of a timeless joy. May you experience a peace that may be beyond understanding because you know the true meaning of the celebration of Christmas, and that is your peace. That to you has been born one who has come to save, come to demonstrate love, come to remove all barriers to our God, the source of life. A celebration of Christmas because the true light will shine in our darkness, no matter how dark. For no darkness is able to overcome the light that has come in Jesus, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas. We have an affirmation of our faith that sustains us and helps us hope. Today's is from 1 Peter in the first chapter. We were ransomed from futile ways by the precious blood of Christ. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest at the end of the times for our sake. Through him we have confidence in God, who raised him from the dead, and gave him glory so that our faith and hope are in God. The reading of God's word for today is from Luke's Gospel in the second chapter, verses 4 through 14, what I think is commonly referred to as the Christmas story according to Luke. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. I would remind you, as I have been reminding you all this season, when we look at the angel's words, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ. He is Messiah." For Christ and Messiah are the same word. Christ, the Greek language, and Messiah, the Hebrew language. He is Messiah, the Lord. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of this holy word. I remember a conversation years ago. I don't remember who I was talking to, but he was an adult male. He was a father. And I asked him what he was looking forward to at Christmas. His response to me was, "Well, Christmas is for children." I don't recall that I said anything in response. I might have been a little surprised to hear someone say that, My personal attitude is that when I am given a holiday, I take it. But as an adult dad, pastor of the Christian faith, there is certainly an entire sermon waiting to be given in response to that man. I won't give that sermon today, but I was reminded of that conversation by a book title I did consult this season, An Adult Christ at Christmas. But this gets us back to the questions we're asking at Daleville Christian Church this season, this year. What are you looking forward to at Christmas? Clearly, that father I spoke to wasn't looking forward to much of anything at Christmas. Maybe that book that I just mentioned was written as response to that dad and other American adult males like him. The book idea of putting an adult Jesus back into Christmas might have been a response to the baby boomers' Christmas, which certainly did put children at the center of the Christmas celebration, in large part because the baby boomers were, until recently, the largest generation of Americans in the 20th century. Entire books and eBay are still taken up with letting baby boomers revisit their childhood Christmases. My own sister posts on Facebook regularly her Christmas memories. She gets many responses of agreement on the fond memories. Well, I enjoy that too, but the question is, what are you looking forward to at Christmas? I'm glad that you can look back on happy Christmases of the past, but what are you looking forward to at Christmas? When we look at the Bible, especially what are called the Christmas stories in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, we see God when we talk about Christmas. Already this season, in these sermons, we have seen the messengers of the living God come to announce events that are to happen, events that were to happen soon, two children to be born, two boys, John and Jesus. But these children will not be ordinary children. These two boys will be extraordinary children. I'll explain that after a bit. That baby boomer generation I spoke of, as a generation, they rebelled against the church and left it. Many boomers never came back to the church. They may have memories of Christmas, but they have lost the memories of the words and reports about these children, John and Jesus, whose birth was announced by messengers of the living God. Have baby boomers forgotten at Christmas the reason for the season? Without understanding that these two children, John and Jesus, were extraordinary children, if you forgot why these two children were special, you might think that Christmas was simply a celebration of childbirth or a celebration of family. Christmas is not a celebration of childbirth and family. Actually, part of the miracle of Christmas is that Messiah was born into a family. The angel words to the shepherds were, to you adult males, I couldn't help but put that in, to you adult males is born today a Savior. You see, the ancient Greeks and Romans were used to their gods coming to earth. The ancient Greek and Roman gods often came to earth in disguise, and if the gods came disguised as people, the gods came disguised as adult people. The messenger angels of the living God announced something different. To you, adult males, is born today a Savior. You will find an infant. Now let me fast forward in these Christmas stories to after Jesus was born and Mary and Joseph take Jesus to the temple to dedicate Jesus, as pious Jews would do for their firstborn son. There in the temple in Jerusalem, Simeon is there in the temple, and he will see the Messiah, the baby Jesus. We can read in Luke's gospel, it had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that Simeon would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. We don't know what Simeon might have looked for. But the Holy Spirit only had a baby to show to Simeon. And Simeon celebrated. Simeon, an adult Jewish old man, celebrated an 8-day-old baby. Simeon wasn't celebrating childbirth and a precious 8-day-old baby. Simeon celebrated God. Simeon said, or sang, or chanted, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, Lord, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel." Simeon knew and proclaimed God was saving us. God had sent Messiah, Savior, to save you and me. Simeon would die at peace. Simeon would die with a peace of seeing the fulfillment of a promise God made centuries before. God was making good on a promise that many wanted to see. And this promise fulfilled would bless more than God's people. It would bless the heathen Gentiles also. This promise fulfilled, this baby would somehow become a light for those poor people who had been living in darkness, the darkness of not knowing the true God who loves them, God loves them enough to come to them to save them in Jesus. The living God is making good on God's promises spoken by the prophets. Simeon's words echo most clearly the words of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 40, "Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together." Isaiah chapter 46, "I shall put salvation within Zion and give to Israel my glory." In Isaiah chapter 52, "For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has revealed his holy arm in the sight of all the Gentiles, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation that comes from our God." Hear again those words. Comfort, redemption, salvation. The salvation that comes from God. This is the God we worship. The living God has promised our welfare. And in God's anointed the Messiah, God makes good on God's promise. Jesus will save us from our sins. We will be connected to the source of all life, the source of all goodness, the source of new life. The life we were born to live as children of the Heavenly Father. We were not meant to live like orphans or refugees with no land or no people to claim us, because God Himself claims us in Jesus' name. We are to be the Lord God's people. We declare this in our affirmation of faith from 1 Peter. We were ransomed from futile ways by the precious blood of Christ. God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. God Himself has come in Jesus to make good on God's promise. God will make us His own people, adopted. Our home and our homeland will be with God in the heavenly places forever. And that begins now. By the Holy Spirit, we begin to enter into the kingdom, trusting God to guide us in this life, so that Jesus, Shepherd, can lead us even through the deepest darkness, and the Shepherd Jesus will lead us by His own light, and this Shepherd will lead us out of darkness into God's marvelous light. Dads, American dads, is Christmas a time for you to celebrate? Christmas, when we commemorate the day of this Jesus' birth, because Jesus was an extraordinary baby. The angel said of Jesus, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. God's own Son, and no one else will accomplish God's promise to us. It will be done because God's word has declared it. So might you still be thinking that Christmas is for children? Will you give more thought to what the living God wants to do for you? That this God, the source of all life, has your welfare in mind? This God, Creator, has in mind for you a relationship with God? This God, the Almighty, has in mind for you love? A love perhaps greater than you can fully understand, since this love is God's own love for you? This is a love so great that the Lord God is going to come to you, not stay up in heaven, up there somewhere, but come to you to be born as you were born, to know fatigue and hunger and weariness, and then near the end of his life, it is recorded, God knew abuse and abandonment, torture, and finally a cruel death. A death that would result in resurrection, a new life, so that you and I can also have a new life. A new life if we can trust everything I just said about God, that God did all this for you. This Christmas, if you haven't already, you can celebrate your acceptance of what God promised so long ago, to make for himself a people that includes you. A people who will do good, that will glorify God through Jesus. And if you've been trusting the Lord to make good on his promises to you and for you, you can celebrate at Christmas that our God demonstrated that God makes good on God's promises. The Lord is saving his people from their sins through Jesus, Messiah, to the glory of God, the Heavenly Father. Amen.